So the RSPCA is celebrating 150 years. That is an amazing achievement. Now, joining us to have a chat about it is RSPCA New South Wales Chief Inspector Scott Myers. Scott, how are we doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How long have you been involved with the RSPCA?
I'm coming up to my 16th year.
Have you always been interested in animals and animal welfare?
Primarily, I have worked with animals and worked in management roles in different sort of animal farms, breeding, horse stud breeding establishments, things like that. Yeah. So I've always pretty much had a career, yeah, with animals.
Were you that kid that always brought home animals to look after? Like, beg your parents to, you know, come on, we can look after this one, we can look after that one?
No, not really, because my parents always had animals. It was more about what you let go rather than what you choose to keep.
Okay, fair enough. So what's it mean to be a member of the RSPCA? How do you feel about being, you know, such a huge part of your career?
Yeah, look, I've had quite a different career with RSPCA. I've sort of come from the shelter side of it, where I was a manager in one of the shelters, and then through into the inspectorate. So it certainly can be a challenging place to work. You know, we deal with so many animals that are in need of new homes or vet treatment, or, you know, have come to us for other reasons. So certainly can be challenging, but very rewarding.
Does it tug on the heartstrings, some of the things that you see? Is it like hard to take sometimes, Scott?
You know, I think it was in the beginning, and then you sort of put up a little bit of a barrier, and certainly from the inspectorate side of things, when you see stuff, you change your focus just to deal with the situation at hand. But I think you can get a little bit emotional when you're driving home at the end of the day, or you're sort of trying to have a bit of a debrief. That's when things sort of can impact on you, but I think it's more from a reason as to why. You sort of question why this has happened. And then that sort of drives you then to continue doing what you're doing to change and improve welfare for animals.
When you say asking why, as in challenging why some humans can be so horrible to animals, is that the sort of thing we're talking about?
Yeah, that, and look, I don't know whether horrible is the right word. I mean, some things that we see happen to animals just out of situations,
yeah,
where, you know, they're the forgotten one. You know, like someone may be evicted from a home and you know, they're so wrapped up in trying to work out what they're going to do, they just forget about the animal and leave it there.
Yeah.
Certainly people like myself and a lot of the community, you know, animals are our family, and they're a lifetime commitment. They're not just something that's disposable. But unfortunately, in that regard, we tend to see animals that are disposable. So so there's some of that, but we also see things to, you know, very much what are intentional acts of animal cruelty as well.
Do you find your career to be rewarding?
Very much so. I was at a time a number of years ago where I was ready to sort of walk away from it, because I struggled with the constant, I suppose, just the constant everyday looking at these challenging situations with animals, but also dealing with, you know, dealing with mental health issues in the community, dealing with aggressive people. You know, some of the people we deal with are exactly the same people that police deal with, you know, in relation to all sorts of, you know, alleged crimes. So it's it can be confronting with that, but I think you've sort of just got to be able to be resilient and to continue to move on.
It feels to me like you're in a position where you're standing up for a being that can't really stand up for itself in so many ways.
Yeah, certainly. I actually used a bit of a saying the other day where I said, you know, we are the voice for the voiceless. And I know it can probably sound a little cliche, but it truly is, because when you see animals that have just been disposed of in situations where, you know, as I said before, where people just move homes and they just leave them, or someone dumps a cat at a park because for whatever reason they can't have it. And there's no reason to do that. There are enough animal shelters, pounds, rescue groups, vet clinics. There are a number of places you can take an animal to. There is no need to just abandon an animal like that. I always encourage people that they need to do everything within their power. They're not going to be judged. They're not going to be, you know, if they can't have an animal and they bring it to us, they're not going to be judged about it. We understand people's situations change and circumstances changes, but to just walk away and leave an animal in the yard, or to dump an animal on the side of the road, really, really isn't a good thing.
Well, on the 150th anniversary of the RSPCA, Scott Myers, can I say thank you very much for your contribution, and thank you very much for joining us on 2NM today.
No worries. Thank you.